The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Seen this story three times this morning. Oh, we'll get into it. Let me get this in a minute. Jeremy's headed out. It's Thursday. That means it's time for the Operation Hydration. And boy, oh boy, is it necessary now. Blowing through. I saw a guy yesterday on my little walk over to Swizz, and there's a guy standing on the side of the road handing out water to people at the 51. Instead of asking for money, he's got a cooler full of water, and it's just off. And people are taking it like, yes. It's that hot. I mean, we're definitely in the heat. This is rough.
Good idea. You could sell some water.
I don't think he was selling it. He was just giving it away. Well, like, nice. Here you go. Here's some water. That was really nice. And then, you know, see him lugging that around. He's just standing at the overpass. And instead of being a guy asking for money, he's a guy giving stuff to drivers. I saw a poor bastard the other day with his windows down. I'm like, the AC's not working. We were just talking about that. You don't have AC right now. Or if it's broken. Oh, man. Oh, man. Brutal. So, so the water thing is it's a situation. And there's a lot of people out there that don't have it as easily as you do. So they have to rely on the water stations all across the valley. I didn't know they existed until we started this little deal with the Phoenix Rescue Mission. Tons of water stations all over for people who are in need of it. And it's for anybody in need of it. You know, it's still a law in this state. You can't turn someone down if they ask you for a glass of water.
That's a law, huh?
It's a law.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
They said it was a blue law, but it's not really a blue law. It's like if somebody knocks on your door and asks for water, it's technically illegal not to give it to them. Another reason I don't answer the door. The only reason somebody's at my door is because they want something.
Just put a hose outside.
Right, but you can't do that. They can't just take water. They have to ask. It's a fine line there, Brady, between the illegalities of asking.
Well, there's an intercom roll thing there. Boop.
And look,
bro, can I have some water?
Yeah, sure. It's in the hose. And then you get a lawsuit because the lava that comes out of your hose is going to – you don't want that.
So you put – if need water, ring my Ring doorbell so I can see who you are.
First and foremost, Brady's Ring doorbell.
Would you like ice in that?
Brady's Ring doorbell. Anybody standing by it gets shocked by the fact that Brady's the first one to talk.
Hey, stranger, I'm making a new friend.
Before they even hit
the
ring.
He gets his warnings.
Yeah.
Hey, there's one.
Brady's the only guy who the religious people that go door to door has ever gone, well, we need to go.
Well, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Let's open up that Bible of yours and see what yours is different than mine from.
I got dinner plans with the old wife.
Come on, I'll go with you. Come on. Made a new friend at the door today.
So yeah, Brady's got a Gatorade table out in front of his house like people are running a marathon. He's not worried about people asking for water. I, on the other hand, if you didn't text me before the doorbell rings, I'm not answering the door.
I'm not actually binging Netflix or anything like that. My TV is just
it's just the Ring
door.
Doorbell.
I'm just watching.
Ooh, who's a guy? Passerby. Would you like to come up to the door and talk?
Huh? I'm just walking my dog.
You can walk the dog to my door.
Is that an Alsatian?
Yeah, that's a good Ring doorbell. Damn it. Note to self, don't walk by his house anymore. Jeremy is going out this morning to load up. We need your help. Operation Hydration. It's our valley-wide water drive. Today, Jeremy's going to try to fill that truck. Brett did loaded that thing.
Oh, man.
Like the shocks were going to break.
Yeah.
Last week. Let's see if Jeremy can do it, too. Happy Valley Road, just west of 35th Avenue. That's where he's going today. 3800 West Happy Valley Road out in Glendale. All we do is ask the Safeway to open their doors, and they do it. You guys pop in there. They got good deals. You grab a couple cases of water. You drop it off. Jeremy will hand it over to the Phoenix Rescue Mission, and mission accomplished. I mean, we're doing what we're doing there. That's perfect. Also, you can sign up with Jeremy today. Slipknot tickets, Corn and Stained. You got those. You can meet old Jer, hang out down there, and get some free stuff from him while you're trying to help out the Valley with this beautiful thing called Operation Hydration.
Got his theme song for the day.
Oh, yeah? What is it? That's right. Digital Summer singing about 35th Ave. Still traffic on the 202.
Tell me some things will never change. Jeremy's probably singing out the window right now. Maybe I've already changed.
Oh, my.
I can't get enough of that song. Because it's about Phoenix. And I know that no song ever should ever talk about driving down 35th Avenue. As Phoenicians, we try to avoid driving up and down 35th Avenue as much as possible. There's nothing on it. Today, even just west of 35th Avenue, even the Safeway knew, 38th, not too close to the 35. Went Digital Summer going, this Safeway cuts like a knife. I want to tease Kyle in person. That song was, for some reason, just made me laugh. Because it's the city I grew up in. Just thinking about the 202. Like, nobody's going to want this.
Well, I got had some good ideas for him if he wants to make platinum.
Yeah, no, we can make Digital Summer a platinum band.
Head to the Philippines, man.
That's exactly right. No. Just start blowing people, Brady. We don't have to go. You don't have to take David Archuleta's route.
Well, that is taking his route.
His route is going to the Philippines first.
No.
You go to the Philippines first because you're like, I don't want to blow people. I'm going to try to make it somewhere else and build. It's the minor leagues. Or you just start blowing people here and you get a better chance. I don't want to live in the Philippines eating balut.
The Philippines must really suck.
Yeah,
that's the only way out of there.
Yeah, the only way out is to blow your way out. I need to be a star in America. And there's only one thing to do. Tyrus emails. He says, well, John, as a stand-up comedian, and that's because of you, I guess I can say you made me do that. Does this mean to get to the next level, I have to blow the guy that got me into it?
You?
What if it's just the tip? Like, I can't help you with any of this. I'm not going to get you any. You got to blow Matt and Joel down there at Stand Up Live. I think that's who you got to blow. Jamie Kennedy's in here later today. Blow him.
You got to blow somebody you can open for.
You can be in Malibu's Most Wanted 2 or whatever that was. What was that? He was B-Rad?
Yeah,
if he makes another movie, we'll have you in it. But you got to blow Jamie Kennedy to get in it.
It's a blow start.
He'd let you do it if Jamie's into it. We'll talk to him later about that. So I'm not a homo F word or anything. I want to be famous. Well, sorry. Those things are.
How bad do you want it?
Oh, yeah, those things are.
What a millennial. I want it now.
I want it, but I don't want to do that.
All right.
They're mutually exclusive. You have to do one to get the other.
Listen, Meatloaf.
Exactly. And this news story that I've been seeing all over is this heartfelt, what a wonderful thing. It's a message in a bottle. Did you see the message in the bottle story? But do you have that? Traveled across the entire Atlantic Ocean. The note inside said, it's Thanksgiving. I'm 13, visiting family in Rhode Island, but I'm from Vermont. And then a little kid in Portugal found it 2,400 miles away. It's in a Gatorade bottle. What's the difference between this beautiful story and litter?
Nothing.
What's the difference between this and that whole pile of plastic we're always bitching
about
in the ocean?
Scary.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the plastic made it all the way over there.
What do you mean it's scary? We've got that.
I'd rather have it in a glass bottle, John.
I don't want anybody littering in the ocean. Yeah. I thought that was a big problem.
At least the glass can turn into a beach.
But doesn't this encourage people to chuck their Gatorade bottles into the ocean?
Yep,
yeah.
It does.
You got this pile of plastic that we're always complaining about that's screwing up the entire planet, evidently. You got Garbage Island. Have you seen Garbage Island?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And this little jackass isn't being punished? He needs to be punished by the fullest extent of international law for littering in our oceans. I think Greta Thunberg should be allowed to strap one on and take care of this kid. You don't throw things in the ocean for your cuteness. When does it stop being cute and start being litter?
Was it at least Gatorade Light? Because then if he sends a message, go full sugar on the bottles, another bad thing.
Still litter.
I think it's an empty bottle.
You're confusing litter.
No, empty, but it's just, you know.
Right.
The leaded Gatorade.
Right. You know? But there's no Gatorade in it. It could be anything. It could have been a gasoline tank. You're missing the point here.
He doesn't understand. Work it out. Just work it out.
I just want everybody to unite over it.
Yeah, I thought that was a big. What if that Gatorade bottle got stuck in a turtle's nose? Then we'd have to change all our straws back to paper and have no more of this message in a bottle nonsense. Sting did it. He was the last one. That's the end. Message in a bottle's end. We have phones now. We don't need message in a bottle. It's no longer. We all get it. We all get that the ocean moves and there's currents and stuff goes. No 13-year-old boy in Rhode Island talking to some kid in Portugal about how it's Thanksgiving is impressive at all anymore. That was, what, 8 months, 9 months ago. Who cares that you were
pretty
Thanksgiving?
Good current.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't matter. We know, though. It's not like back in the olden days, you'd throw a message in a bottle and hope that the your true love found it somewhere else. But they couldn't get back to you for another 8-9 months, and they probably had polio and consumption. Nobody wanted this.
Didn't Costner do a movie about that? Wasn't there a message in a bottle movie?
No, he did a message in a bottle. Yeah. And what was it also? Terrible. It was a terrible movie. That is no way to communicate. It's just litter. And this little guy should be, now that he's admitted he's done it, should get a ticket, I think.
Did you get drugged to that movie? You're the only one who remembers that one.
No, I don't. Maybe I did.
Saw a message in
maybe
a
I did.
Oh, yeah.
You were the one.
I can't remember. Yeah, I might have.
You and Mangoop.
Did he find? Yeah, you and Mangoop sitting there. Brent, I need another tissue. Yeah. Goddamn bottle made it. Yeah, it encourages young kids to throw bottles in the ocean, and we've got a problem with that. Because Garbage Island is a real thing. That's an amazing. Actually, I hope they make it a tourist attraction eventually. I hope it's like it's sustainable and we can walk on it. Because it's pretty amazing if you see it. Like, it's just a huge island of trash, but it's mostly plastic.
John Brady's into this story because that little boy on the East Coast is Brady.
It is.
It's just a different way to communicate for him. 1,000 bottles into the water gets people to talk to him. Pen pals.
Kirby and I have 102 liters. We're heading over to San Diego in a couple of weeks.
Flotilla.
Garbage flotilla of notes.
Any good restaurants where you are?
Well, this guy thinks I'm going to respond. Scott Haynes says, wasn't there a guy yesterday complaining about the balloons as littering? Yeah, on a lady's cancer page.
Yeah.
Still litter, it's true. But you don't complain on the cancer page. You do it, like I said, the old-fashioned way. Anonymously say, these people just threw 500 balloons into the ocean, and they should be punished for it. Anonymously, like we used to do when we'd tattle on people. You don't go on their Facebook page and say, sorry, your friend has cancer, but you shouldn't have done that. That's insensitive. You try to get them fined. Through the city anonymously. It's ridiculous. Well, this standing up on Facebook screaming what you're not going to do. If you're really serious about it, then you do it for real without letting anybody know who you are, like a coward. Throwing Gatorade bottles in the ocean. It's not cute. Mind your kids. I bet you did that. You were a message in a bottle type
kid. Never did.
You never did? You strike me as the type of guy that would have done it in like one of the Great Lakes or something.
Yeah, yeah. Lake Erie.
How far can it go? How far can it go?
Point?
I don't know, but you'd have done it.
I did it one afternoon in a pond with my brother. He got it in 5 minutes.
Right. So you were throwing it too. You were just playing catch with a bottle.
Yeah, I never did the bottle message in the bottle.
Yeah. And also, if you're one of those people that believes the message in a bottle is some sort of fate, you're going to end up with a lonely lunatic that writes letters and stuffs them in Gatorade bottles. You're probably going to end up falling in love with a 12-year-old.
From Rhode Island.
From Rhode Island. Yeah. He's just bored at Thanksgiving and it's cold and he's sitting there going, Rhode Island sucks. And he finished off his Arctic blast and he's like, save me. I'm being raped by my uncle. And he threw it in the ocean. Watched it go off to Portugal. He probably forgot he did it. It's like that Seinfeld episode where Elaine was going through the employees' picks and she and the one employee had the same taste and he would call her and go, did you like the movie? And she fell in love with him without ever meeting him. And then he asked her for vodka and cigarettes, and she brought it over, and he turned out he was a 16-year-old kid. Vincent, I think his name was. It was great. Yeah, it's littering. At a certain point, that's just garbage in the ocean. It needs to be stopped. I don't think what kids do is ever cute, by the way. They're not dogs. Dogs are cute. What your kids do, all I think of is that boogers on their hands, and your kids aren't cute. Are your kids cute, Toledo?
No.
Do you ever look at them and go, God, he's doing so many cute things?
10 years ago, maybe.
Really? If you started to litter in the ocean, if you threw a Gatorade bottle,
you'd
be mad at him, right?
No.
Good. That's good parenting. No. Your kid
cute? Kirby's super cute.
What's the last cute thing she did? It's taking you too long to think about it, so nothing.
Lunch.
She made you lunch?
Really cute. That was cute?
Yeah.
She made you a lunch?
That's cute, John.
What did she make you?
She made me a grilled cheese.
No kidding.
With potato chips.
That's cute.
And the booger fingers.
Yeah, booger fingers. That's all I think of is Kirby's big old wadded booger fingers. It's worse than Lana Rhodes' ovaries.
You know what else was cute?
That booger, I got PTSD with that thing. Oh, it's the biggest booger I've ever seen.
She brought me a nice cold glass of water while I was sitting watching the movie. That's cute.
You're saying it like you're mad about it.
No, these are cute activities.
I don't think they're that cute. I don't really think that's cute. It's serviceable. You've got an in-house slave. That's nice. Happy cute. Juneteenth, everybody. Jeez. Kids are cute. You don't look, oh, she's being so cute. They're just annoying. Videos of your kids aren't cute. Brett, you're with me on this.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing about that that's cute. Babies occasionally do a funny thing, but they're not.
Oh, they do some cute stuff.
No.
Just telling you.
Puppies.
It happens.
Cute. No, they don't.
No
nothing.
What.
Like here's what? The thing. Yeah. Nothing
so
worth
cute?
Sharing with me.
You'd be surprised what
I would
get
be.
You when you're growing up. When
it's all about
up.
Interpretation.
But Brady, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Only to you as a parent.
Yeah.
We don't care. No one else thinks your kid's doing a cute thing.
But
no
every parent will say their kid did
right.
some cute things.
To you. To that's what I'm saying. To stop them. Sharing it with us. Yeah. Nobody else cares. Have that moment for you.
Film well, you're it. The one that was asking.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I wasn't
yeah.
there.
And you,
yes,
and you,
I
look, look, I'll tell you this right
stuff.
Now. And you shared the least cute things I've ever heard in my life.
That's why I didn't. Yeah,
you know who else gets me a water? It's the Mexican at Rosita's. Not cute. Just his job. Just to get me water is not a cute thing. It's what he's supposed to do. I don't ever say, that busboy was cute, brought
that's
us waters.
You, that's why you don't understand the parenting.
That's exactly right. And that's why parents don't understand how unbelievably boring their lives have gotten and what they share with us is not fun. It's terrible. Look at this cute thing my kid did. I'm like, oh, we've lost that one. They're one of the parental zombies that thinks this is entertainment now. Yeah, you've gotten to the point where your bar for cute and entertainment is somebody bringing you a glass of water and making you grilled cheese. That's what they do in jail, Brady. That's the warden's job. That's what they slide under the hole in the...
That's right. You tell them it's cute. They keep doing it. It's great.
That's right. You'll be knee-deep in grilled
that's
cheese.
That's where cute kicks in.
It's not necessarily cute as much as it is... gluttonous ownership, but whatever you consider cute, just stop with the videos because your kids aren't cute. And that's how come this turned into a news story. Somebody's parents, oh, he put a message in a bottle and he made a friend in Portugal. I guarantee you that little Vermont kid who Thanksgiving's in Rhode Island coastal towns has no interest in being friends with a brown kid in Portugal. That is almost my that is almost my lock stock DraftKings guarantee of the week. I guarantee you that the plus minus, there's not even a bettable line on that. Hey, this little Portuguese boy wants to stay with you. What? Here in Vermont? I don't think so. He found your bottle. Well, good. That's what they do. They clean up. Have him walk the grounds and pick up more bottles. He's good
missing?
At it. Well, are we still going to the coast for Thanksgiving or the 4th? What's happening, mums?
Are you going to throw another bottle in the water and try to lure a brown over?
Well, maybe, but last time it almost worked. Horrifying. We almost got one. Thank God it was a Portuguese. If it would have gone to Africa, we'd be in huge trouble.
Just be some clown in 1682 put the message in the bottle to save me on the island. The trend that he set created.
Right. Some
now,
clown.
Now, Plastic Alan.
That clown that started all this back in the 17th century. Dickhead. What was he thinking?
What a trend.
Yeah. The first idiot that did it, that was actually texting. It made sense back then.
And he needed help.
Because back then it made sense.
Thanks, Chris Clark. Yeah, you know Chris, what you sent.
Chris Clark is right. His cartoon says having a baby is just keeping your boop as a pet. And by that I mean your yum, your man, your man yum. Your male butter. Yeah, nothing your kid's ever done is cute to me, ever. And by the way, I speak for everyone outside of your house. Same with you, Toledo. Fact. And
always been interpretation.
Not, but it's only you. It's you don't. Nobody cares. If you try to, oh, isn't my kid? No, it's not adorable. And nobody wants to see videos of your kid. Nobody cares. Other than other moms, mom to mom. But that's only in restaurants. And
I wonder
stuff.
If moms even are into that too. Like,
they're not.
God,
no, they
this
get real
broad's
going
to show
they
me another picture.
Catty about
yeah,
it.
They
really?
Get back in the car after Absolutely. And go, oh, that kid is ugly and weird. Like, nobody's nice about
super
other kids,
catty
nobody
about
cares.
It.
They're kids, that, except for the baby fever ones, the ones who have the.
It's like well, the ages
they're
one
without.
Through five.
They're without.
They can't
why.
Have them, so they're dying. 1 through 5 is cute to you.
No, but I'm saying that's the heavy showing. Like, if mom whips out pictures. Yeah, they're on the once you don't see it too much other than I have a you know
yeah because they start getting ugly
sons or daughters
yeah nobody wants to show you your awkward face
1 through 5 sounds terrible and that's when they're pooping and peeing all over you and burping and spitting up
one through about 3.5 is just
and Brett makes a good
lost
point
years.
Too
they're the lost years
because the 1 through 5 the things that are cute are when they're not taking dumps on you
right
just like having a homeless person in your house it's like well he had a good day It's yes. So you're happy that Yay. it did something other than dump
no
on
feces.
Your carpet. Yeah. With a feces. Oh, look, he's one. Oh, he picked up a flower and he didn't take a humongous.
Check out the diaper, man. It's clean.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, those kinds of parenting celebrations, those first 4 years are just awful.
And that's what every parent's got that video of their kid riding a pony reverse or a toilet reverse cowgirl, and they're peeing and clapping. And everything.
Look at what he did!
It's like you're just happy he didn't on you. It's your breakthrough.
Facts. Relief, poop relief.
So back to what I'm saying, this little 13-year-old Vermont country club prick needs to be fined. There's no way. That kid from Portugal, I guarantee you, that kid from Portugal who's walking the beach looking for dimes and like.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
metal.
The other way around. I thought you said the Portugal kid.
No,
threw
the Vermont
it in the
kid.
No.
They don't have Gatorade in Portugal. I don't think the currents work up like that. No, the kid in Portugal found it because he was trash diving trying to pick up some gems for the family, I'm guessing.
He could recycle that bottle,
Vermont,
John.
My sweater's not enough for this chill. It's getting cold. Of course, it's Thanksgiving. It is. I'm going to get colder. Anyway, I've thrown my trash in the ocean, and trash will pick it up somewhere down there in South America or something.
Spalding, don't throw your bottle in the water.
It made it to Europe? My God. Yeah, that's it.
I want a burger.
Where did you put that Gatorade, Spalding?
I tossed it in the drink, Daddy.
Let's just hope it makes it to Europe and not down south.
Maybe Dad said that wherever it ends up, we'll buy a place there.
Yeah. Now, the Portuguese have, you know, they're not, you know, dead broke nation, I don't assume, but I'm an American, so I think we're killing them. Or I assume we're killing them. Could be. Who knows? It could go south. Could have been a terrible thing in Central America, and it was cartel people. This Portuguese kid's going to contact this boy because he's in the news, and they're going to have to meet. And I almost bet you there's going to be some sort of credit check from the country clubs. Well, let's not invite him over till we find out his family's of good stock.
It'll make a great episode on Home Hunters International.
Could be.
I am Portuguese boy who find your bottle. I'd love to visit the Rhode Island.
It's Rhode Island. First of all, you're saying it with too many letters. It's embarrassing for you, even though you're speaking multiple languages. Also, no, you're foreign. Gross. Why couldn't someone from France or Germany have found it?
The beige one got it. We are not old baby French in there.
We don't care. It's too hard to figure out. I don't even know where you are.
Very beautiful mix.
It's just great. But it's litter, and I want it stopped. And I don't want to encourage any more of your cute kids chucking bottles into my ocean. I've seen Garbage Island. That's
too many
no
books
good,
about
man.
It. It's going to be a thing forever.
Gerda Thunberg has to want to. She should get a free shot at this kid. At the country club. Right after sorbets.
Here's what you've done.
Do you realize what you've done? You've contributed to Garbage Island.
What's Gerda doing here?
I'm here to punch you in the face, litter bug.
But I'm watching this news story about how magical it is. And all it's going to do is get ladies with dried up ovaries and teenagers to chuck stuff in the ocean and hope they find their magical man. By the way, ladies, that's a offer in the history of man. There's never been a marriage from a bottle, ever. And the only time you ever get laid from a bottle is bottle service in Vegas. That's it. That's the only time it actually works.
But if I write a love letter and the man of my dreams finds it.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed speaking Portuguese. It's a hard one.
How funny would it have been the kid in Portugal finds the bottle, takes the note out, and just chucks it back in the chucks the bottle back in the water. Yeah.
He did. He littered it. Yeah. I don't know. I just think of all other nations as poor and needy compared to us. And so I don't want to invite them over anymore. There's a reason that the statue that welcomes them in calls them names. Nothing.
Wretched.
Yeah, the wretched refuse. I mean, that's on the thing. Give me your poor, your huddled masses, your wretched. Jesus, Statue of Liberty. How about just say welcome, friends? Nope. We know you're the dregs.
You want more of a Jim Nance?
Yeah, hello, friends. You're
welcome.
All the, whatever country you're coming for, you know that you're the dregs of that place. Welcome. Our welcome sign is horrendous.
There's Lady Liberty.
Yeah, come on in, deadbeats.
Don't come.
Yeah, it should say turn around. We got enough. We're all full up. We don't need any more. Bring your rich, your incredibly wealthy and smart. Where's that sign? Turn around, loser. If you're on the fifth floor of the boat or lower, we don't want you. Top-notch folk only. Must be willing to work. Yeah. No loans.
That's how it used to be. They'd go to LSU. You got a limp.
Right. out.
Get on this boat here. You're heading back.
You're heading home. Back when Ellis Island was
the good old days.
The good old days. What do you think you're getting in with that waddle? No way. What's your name? Antonio Prescardo. All right, T-O-N-Y, to New York. Get him out of here. You're gone, Tony. Yeah, bottled litter bug. I'm getting emails about this thing. Everybody's got their thing on Chris Paul, too. Everybody knows, and it's amazing how much we know. I got my buddy Mike texts me, and he goes, didn't get vaccinated, never caught it. And I'm like, you represent everything I'm talking about. All the people that didn't get vaccinated aren't going to. They're not. And
those are the ones that are going to be weeded out.
Right. So why are we still concerned with COVID tests for our athletes? Why are they still getting tested? Why is it even still a thing? Why are masks in the arena still a thing? Well, masks aren't anymore, except for the players. No, you walk in and you take it off.
If you're vaccinated and you get it, it's like having a cold.
It's a cold.
Yeah.
And you can still get real sick from colds, but we're not flipping out and testing for every – it's over.
Right.
I mean, it's time we just said, if we're allowing.
Are we at the numbers now where like more people would be dying from the flu?
Don't know.
No.
Common flu.
But if your business is allowing 17,000 people to come into the building, there's no reason to test the players anymore. Yeah.
And Brady, we've almost killed the flu for the last year and a half because of masks.
Right. Yeah. The flu went away last year.
Right. The flu doesn't affect anything now.
I mean, it will again. Nobody was doing anything. And your rat kids weren't in school spreading it because that's what spreads the flu.
This fall, it will.
Is your rat kids running around touching each other and everything. That we found out that in-home school stops disease in its tracks.
Well, it says that 48% of Arizona is either one or both doses.
Right.
And 42% is fully vaccinated, so I don't know.
We're pretty good.
It's because those two doses haven't gotten their second shot yet.
Right. Oh, gotcha. But the second part is that there's groups of people who just aren't going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
And you're not going to turn those people. They've had almost 7 months to get it
done. I'm bitter because it's the team I'm rooting for, but why are we still testing the athletes?
Yeah.
I mean, the question is, like, what are you doing? You got 17,000 people you're letting in untested. Every game.
Yep.
Why are we still testing the players? Why do they have to sit 10 feet apart from each other in masks on the bench?
Well, you saw the NBA's official statement.
No.
We have to protect the players.
From what?
That's their blanket statement.
You protect them from everything then.
Yeah.
You're not really, you don't care about this. And then LeBron came on.
That was the other
And LeBron one. Said the system's flawed and now you're not seeing your favorite players in the playoffs anymore. It was basically him saying, I told people that this was the way the playoffs were going to go. Injuries and COVID and all this. Now he's saying we should have never done this.
He's covering his ass because he bounced out of the bubble.
He's bounced out and he's basically saying you don't get to see LeBron. It's not worth it. Go yourself.
If the GOAT says that, man, it's got some power.
Keep in mind, Jordan
hasn't said anything. I don't want to hear that.
Exactly. Yeah, Jordan hasn't made it. This jackass LaFraud, Mr. Concerned for Safety, having his party with Drake after between games and stuff. And he's the fakest human being in the history of any sport. And he comes out with that big, long statement yesterday. I'm about the player's safety. I'm about caring about how they get. You went out with Drake at a party and hung out between games. And now you're telling us you're concerned about their safety. I'm talking about injuries to knees.
He and Drake were vaccinating people when they went out.
That's right. They were volunteers. But he's worried about their knees and their ankles because Kawhi broke his knee and Harden's hamstring. This is because they had no offseason. So what? You all played. Big deal. No offseason. Shut up. Campaign had to play in China and like every day of his life to play.
He was out of the league.
Yeah, but he had to go run and find jobs. He didn't have an offseason. So shut up about your offseason. It's ridiculous.
Found out about the tryout with the Suns. A bottle washed up in whatever European country.
We need you. Are you good at basketball? Campaign happened to be looking for a medal on a beach. He was hungry. He looks hungry. But yeah, I don't understand testing the athletes anymore. Does baseball still do tests? I don't think they do. There's no way. I mean, Chicago, the Cubs just let Wrigley fill up.
Both of them did last week.
Yeah, and there's 40,000 people sitting there. It's ridiculous to think we still need masks in the dugouts when you've got 40,000 people just hanging out side by side. And then you say, oh, we're worried about safety. No, you're not.
If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask.
It's up to you. But at this point, we shouldn't test the players or put the league through this. Chris Paul should have never been tested. I got a cold. I got to sit out for a couple of days. That's normal.
Now, is it certain sporting events? Because, like you said, you know, when you went to UFC, you and Adolf Hitler had to sign your rights away.
Yeah.
But when you went to the Suns game, you don't have to do anything? You just throw your mask on until you sit down? Or how's that?
UFC, you didn't need them.
Okay.
Didn't have a mask.
You just had to sign away.
You answered the questions. You answered the four questions on whether you felt good or not.
Okay.
And then you signed your name and put your birthday down without an ID. So I wrote Adolf Hitler. But I put my real birthday down, so maybe they'll trace it back to my handwriting. But, and then you just wandered in. The Suns game, they're like, you can't come in without a mask, at least the last ones I was at. And you go and you put your mask on. The second you're at your seat, you can take it off.
Oh, all right.
So once you're crowded in with people, no mask if you don't want. It's ludicrous. It's so bad, the whole thing. You know, and I was all for, like, everybody cooperate. At this point, the message is all over the place.
If it's going to be half and half, it's not.
It doesn't matter. Right. It's everywhere. So, but my point is, where, like Brett said, wear the mask if you feel like wearing it, if you're more comfortable. That's great. Good. Nobody should shame you for it. That's fine. But testing the players at this point is stupid. And it's just going to muck it up for somebody. Like, right now, the Suns are in this hot soup of what's going to happen with their, you know, their leader, because they're testing these players. I don't understand. And what all it's going to do is make it so, you know, Chris, how many guys were you around on the Suns? Maybe a couple more of them test positive. So far, that's been clean, but it's just dumb. I don't understand.
Time to take the plexiglass down, too.
It's time to take it all down. Moving
forward.
That'll
save a little, at least 5 minutes on ordering.
Yeah. You think that's been closing you up on your orders? You've been slowed down a little on getting your meals?
I can't hear me. I can't hear her.
Yeah, they have drive-thrus at most of the places you're going.
No, the like counter service.
Oh.
A couple places. It happened last night.
Where'd you go? Yeah.
Joe's Farm Grill.
And you couldn't, they couldn't hear you?
She
and you couldn't
hear
them.
Me, yeah.
Oh, man.
And it probably was four times at least.
What were you ordering? Special order?
No.
Right off the menu?
The chicken pot pie pizza.
Jesus,
what
Christ,
the
are you
hell
to kill yourself?
Is that? That's too many things on a pizza.
In fact, I'm guessing the menu says in bold print, chicken pot pie pizza, and then underneath it just says, this is too many things.
Unbelievable.
Of course it's unbelievable, Brady. It's all the food.
Oh, I had one piece. God.
You had one piece.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Of a full, and then you left the rest for a homeless.
No.
You took it
right
home. You're going to eat
today,
most of it.
Lunch.
Right. Yeah. You'll have more than that. Because chicken pot pie pizza.
Wow.
You shouldn't even be. What does that look
Lamb
like?
Lamb burger.
Is it in there?
That not in the chicken pot pie. That was the other thing.
It looks like this.
You had a lamb burger. You got
you
other stuff.
It? Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie.
Oh, Brady. We need to talk.
They knocked it out of the park.
You're blaming them for eating most of it.
No. I'm saying.
Oh, dude, Joe's Farm Girl.
Pretty good. Wow. Yeah, it was really good.
You and Ronnie and Kirby went and got chicken pot pie pizza and a lamb burger.
Yep.
Why did you only have one slice? Because you ate something before.
I had it before. That was the second time. I tried it like.
Yesterday?
A week ago.
Oh, I was going to say.
Like, that sounds pretty good.
I'm worried about him. Ever since John Lovitz eyeballed him and his dad used to be a cardiologist.
Order comes two square pieces.
That's it?
And we split it.
Oh, it's not very big. It looked like a full pizza to me.
Oh, no. That's not the joke. It's two squares. It's like
so it's just slices then, basically.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah.
I thought you got a whole one.
Yeah,
no.
Same here. Whew, I was worried about you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Chicken pot pie pizza, please.
I can't hear you.
Chicken pot pie pizza.
But that's not a thing, sir.
Make it a thing.
Okay.
It's going to be delicious. Trust
that gravy there, that.
That means you've got peas on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrots.
Not a pea guy?
Yeah.
I'm a pea guy.
Oh, okay.
Just, peas and pizza don't really jibe with me. Does it have pizza sauce? Or do they just pour chicken pot pie juice all
like
over?
Chicken pot pie on a
on pizza
delicate
dough.
Pizza crust.
Oh, now he's getting hard.
Yeah, he's
that delicate pizza crust.
We talked about Lana Rhodes earlier.
Fluffy,
could you imagine
fluffy,
if
delicate.
Joe's Farm Grill pulled all the chicken pot pie pizzas and you only had to get them on OnlyFans?
Rich, savory sauce.
All right, calm down.
Sheesh.
Oof. I'm getting full listening to him. And it's 140 degrees outside and you're piling in chicken pot pie pizza. I can't imagine.
I'll have hot soup today.
Can't imagine what your sleep felt like. I'm worried about you. Would you have that chicken pot pie salad hold the chicken pot pie? Oh, no, those. How about that? Just
get the pot pie on the side.
Chicken pot pie salad, please, but can I get that without chicken pot pie? Do they sprinkle in peas and carrots and all that, and then also HBP meds?
No, I have those.
You got to do
you
that.
You get a side of that.
And here's your side of high blood pressure medicine. And Abel Cemetery would like us to add this little pamphlet to your order.
25% off.
25% off caskets. I get 10% off for per 10 orders.
Of a casket? Yeah. Oh, you've got a free casket. God damn it. That kind of made my stomach turn. I'm sure a bite would taste good, but in the heat? Ugh. You know what I had for dinner last night, Brady?
Something cold?
No. I had vodka sodas.
Yeah.
And then a Brussels sprout. And then
raw or cooked?
It was cooked. And then I had a bite of a tater tot that they make over at the other grill. Just nice, good-sized tater
tot. A bite of a tater tot?
Well, they're about this big.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I ate, and it was very heavy.
Did you throw it up afterwards?
Yeah, I threw it up on the way home.
Yeah.
That's why they're carpenter.
That's why I look nice. Because bulimia in moderation works. Give it a try.
Undeniable.
I would like to see the
I've been trying for
you
years.
You couldn't do it. That's a sin in your
so
world.
Good.
If you ever threw up the... I talked to my friend Colin, who had a banana split. He's in Oregon. And he went and he got the steak he got. He's like, he said, it's worth flying up to the steakhouse. And he goes, and I made the mistake of getting the banana split dessert that lady talked me into. And I'm like, nothing worse than $400 worth of food getting purged. But I've done it, I don't know, countless amount of times. It's good going in, but I'm not letting that sit in my body for a while. I go to the UCLA girl diet immediately, side of the road. There's multiple times that Steak 44 and Ocean 44 have ended up on Camelback Road by the Royal Palms. Because I'm just not letting that sit in me like that. It's just awful. I might go throw up just for talking about chicken pot.
What a waste, though.
I know.
It's not. I got the best of it.
That butcher's cut, though.
I got the best of it. It went in. I tasted it. It was fantastic. And then it was out of me.
Memory.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for anyway.
Look, what you enjoy is the tasting part.
You're not wrong. Once it's down.
The digestion isn't part of the experience. Yeah. I mean, look what digestion does
nothing,
to your body.
Nothing.
Oh, man. Oh,
nothing God, beats a good out. Bloat.
Yeah. You're selling me on this. Nothing beats the 9 p.m. Oh, I'm going to crap the bed. Oh, you just.
All right, you're selling me on it now.
Yeah, because, I mean, you looked at Brady and you said he's right. Digestion's a terrible thing. Look what your body does with the food. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there, Brady?
Right, the wake-up song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. Josh and the boys will hook you guys up with whatever you need. It is a little hot right now, so if you want to get on one of those night rides, they got all the lights, all the gear to keep you guys safe, plus all the hydration gear, and, of course, you need that bike service. Doesn't matter if you got it there or not. Any make, model, whatever, they can service you. Best wrenches in town. Check them out on Facebook at Action Ride Shop as well as on Instagram. And, we got Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell for you.
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold, Bat Country, of course.
Oh, man, that's the only thing that made my bat experience worse is a Meatloaf song was playing.
Snot, Mastodon, Slayer, Pantera, Ozzy, because somebody was talking about bats as well.
Yeah.
Chimera, Power Trip, Ghost, Parkway Drive, Prong. Pelvic Meatloaf and
Skull Crusher by the Pelvic Meatloaf. And, all right, because it lost yesterday. My Name is Human by Highly Suspect. We didn't get to play it yesterday. I wanted to hear it. I got two people emailing me right now that says LeBron is petitioning to see if we can get an asterisk put next to this year's champion.
He's such a dick.
What about last year's champion that played in that bubble thing?
Yeah.
If you won it, so you didn't bitch at all. If that's true, if he's asking for a star, and his best friend is Chris Paul. He should be. This is an unfair.
Oh, they're besties.
They're real good friends.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
I think Chris Paul or one
that
of the
doesn't
two
make any sense.
Well, it only does because LeBron's saying it. You know who runs that league, right? Yeah. LeBron for some reason runs the league. So it wouldn't make sense other than if Kyrie Irving's out, James Harden's out. You're losing these guys left and right. Leonard's out. You got all these, and Chris Paul goes down. Like you see, you're not even getting the best of the best. This season didn't get the best champion. Because that's basically what he's saying. So we didn't get to – Anthony Davis went down, tons of injuries because he's saying we didn't have a fair shake to train because the season ended last year in, what was it, October. And we started right back up in January. We didn't have enough time.
Well, it's like the old Hawk Harrelson saying. It's not who you play. It's when you play him.
Exactly.
Regardless.
It's a fact. And you got – and LeBron got all those load – they were loading his minutes because they're like, yeah, it's controlling his time. He's such a pile of garbage. Hate LeBron James. He's the Sandra Bullock of basketball. Can't stand him. There's so much young talent in the league right now. Hopefully none of them go down his road. because the league's going to be great for a long time, so long as he's not involved in it. But yeah, if he next man up,
if he's always be you got to have villains in the leagues.
Well, it's not even a villain. He thinks he's a hero.
Oh yeah,
and he is. Nike thinks he's a hero. The league treats him like he's a hero. But he's just so phony.
Perception is reality.
Just, exactly. Just so phony. So I'm all about the safety of the people that I play with. Look out for them. Well, when were we doing at that big house party then? Well, I'm LeBron. I knew I wouldn't get suspended for that. You should have been in protocol, jackass.
98. What? 98. No way.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.